This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980 is the number. A Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Lynnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. Taking your calls on this, Dane Brugler of The Athletic, the dean of the draft. He's honestly my favorite draft analyst right now. If I'm being honest, him and Jordan Reed over at ESPN, my two go-to guys when it comes to the NFL draft. Good God almighty. Hey, yo. But no, those two, man, Dane and Jordan Reed are my people. Dane mocked Reuben Bain, the edge rusher out of Miami, to the Commanders at number 6 overall. And it got me thinking, if you all were to lean one way or another right now, as we sit here in the first week of December, do you want Washington to go defensive playmaker or offensive playmaker? I'll make it even simpler for you. Do you want him to go edge rusher or wide receiver? I am currently leaning edge because I think you can solve your wide receiver problem via free agency. With some of the names that we listed here, Wandale Robinson, Jawan Jennings, Jacoby Myers, Raheed Shaheed. You don't have to go big game hunting at wide receiver. You're not looking for a number one. You're looking for complementary pieces to your room. So that's my answer on it. 301-230-0980. This will be interesting. There are two Bobs on the line. Let's start with Bob in D.C. Hello, Bob.
Yo, what's going on with you, man?
What's going on, bro? Oh. And I can tell just by the – and look, y'all going to stop playing this game in this show. Y'all may do these on other shows. And I'm teasing when I say this, obviously. I know damn well your birth certificate don't say Bob. Just by the first words that your ass spoke. I know your birth certificate don't say Bob.
Rob, Bob, it's all the same, man.
It's all the same, brother. What's going on, man? How you doing?
So I actually, if I'm drafting top 10, I want a guy who's going to be the best at his position. I don't think that's going to be Reuben Bain. I want to get that tight end out of Oregon.
My God. You want to go tight end? You better stick around. You better stick around for the next segment of the show. Because I tight
heard
end
you talking about Ertz the other day. I don't want to get older. I want to get younger.
I hear that.
I can grow with Jalen.
I hear that. So, because look, I'll be real. You're talking about the kid. What is this, Sadiq? Kenyon Sadiq? Or Keon Sadiq?
I think he got the ability to be a top five tight end, receiving, catching tight end.
No, he's – no, he – hey, Slim's legit now. He can, the thing that I like about him is he's not just a pass catcher. He can block as well a little bit. And when you're having to block defensive ends – yeah. When you're having to block defensive ends in the Big Ten, you get a little bit of a attaboy from me. So you'd be – if we end up with the number six pick, you going tight end?
I do believe that it's going to be early for a tight end, but I believe that's the most impactful player that we can get, and he's going to be the best at one of his positions. I don't think Reuben Bain is that guy. He's a very strong run stuffer, but I don't think he can bend that well and do all those things the elite pass rushers do.
That's a hell of a point, and I appreciate the call. That Reuben Bain conversation, as we get into the offseason, is going to be fascinating because I would prefer some other folks' tools rather than Bain's. But, like, he's a freak. His testing numbers are going to be big because the production and the tape, it's interesting. David Bailey leads the FBS in pressures, bro. I want that. Give me the guy that leads all the college football in pressures. That's what I want. That's what I need. What do you want? What do you need? 301-230-0980 is the number. If we're leaning one way or another right now, you going edge or you going wide receiver when it comes to Washington's first round pick in 2026? Dane Brugler of The Athletic has Reuben Bain out of the University of Miami as Washington's pick at number six overall. Tight end. That, I ain't going to lie, man. Bob,
we've seen tight ends go.
We have.
Top 10, top 15.
Kyle Pitts,
you know, he was supposed to be generational. We see what Tyler Warren's doing. Colson Loveland, I believe he went, what did he go, 10 or 11 last year?
Yeah.
I'm just, hey, look, it's not out of the, you know, realm of possibility. Personally, I wouldn't go tight end first, though. We haven't even mentioned Jeremiah Love. Like, if we don't go edge or receiver, I'm definitely going running back before I go tight end. But that's just me.
So here's the thing why I can be talked into tight end, I think.
Ooh, talk to me.
I think.
I'm listening.
When we talk about this identity that we want to forge, I think me and you both agree that despite having a potential top 10 quarterback at the position, I want them to be a run-first team moving forward. Having a legit elite receiving tight end off of play action pass like you're seeing with Tyler Warren in Indianapolis can really help out your offense. But I think Zach Ertz can do it too. Like, that's my whole thing.
You've been complaining about Zach Ertz lack of blocking all season, and now you're talking about he can do it? He's going to be older next year.
I don't really care about him blocking.
What you mean?
I don't care about him blocking.
You don't tell me you don't care.
It's not that I don't
get
care
on here and complain about it.
He is more than capable of being the starting
capable
tight end.
Is he doing it? No.
I think he's more than capable of being. So also, Reuben Bain was mocked to Washington back on November the 19th by Matt Miller of ESPN2. So this is interesting, man. So he's got a 2.58, this was back on November the 19th. He had a 2.58 time to first pressure, which was 32nd in the FBS. It feels like to me that Falk and Bailey are the better edges than Bain. And Bain is just the name that's been talked up for a year and a half now because of the way he came on as a freshman. So, and this, it's interesting, man. It's interesting. He's got the inside-outside versatility because of the strength. I just don't know if he's – I want to see how he tests. Reuben Bain's measurables and how he bends and so on and so forth is going to be huge in terms of answering this question. I want to continue this conversation, though, at 301-230-0980. Dane Brugler of The Athletic mocked Reuben Bain of the Commanders at number six overall in the mock draft that he put out yesterday. And my question to you is this. I think we all agree that the top two out-of-house priorities for Washington has to be getting playmakers for Jaden Daniels and then getting someone that can impact the quarterback – on a routine basis. Those two are at the top of the list, 1A, 1B. If you had to make a choice right now as to which way you're going in the draft, would you go wide receiver or would you go edge rusher? Your calls on that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.